Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good whatever time of day it is that you're listening to this. Welcome to the Turning Moments into Momentum podcast. This is Michael J. Roach, and I'm here to talk to you today about ways that we can take everyday ordinary experiences and use them to drive change and momentum in our lives. I get so excited about just how many different life lessons and different things, opportunities there are to learn and experience something in a new way when we keep our eyes open and our head on a swivel and just are looking for those opportunities to pick up on something that will improve the way that we approach life, improve the experience that we have, and improve our opportunities in life. And so this week, it was... we had a field day for our company. We had like a company picnic, and we were out doing all these lawn games, and we had three-legged races and sack races, and you know, just kind of some fun things to build some community and share some teamwork time, some camaraderie with people who worked in different departments, different divisions, different areas. And one of the events was to pass a hula hoop from one end of the line all the way. Everybody's body had to fit through it down across the entire team to the end and then come back, and everybody had to pass through the hula hoop one more time. I don't know. You've probably seen games like this somewhere along the way at a field day in school or at a corporate event. And the first group that went, because it was broken into two heats, there were eight teams that went, and for the most part, everybody kind of did the same thing that, and you start on one end, and one person puts it over their head, and they wiggle a little bit, and they step through it, and then they pass it off to the next person, and they wiggle a little bit and step through it, and you have to keep holding hands with the person next to you through the entire thing. So it has to stay over the team the entire time. But there were one or two teams that had a really different strategy, and that is probably because they'd done it before. But they one person on the end would hold the hula hoop and help everybody step through it and kind of guide it down the line. And those teams obviously performed much better because they had a plan and had a strategy and had seen something that worked before. So they were able to finish in a much faster time than the rest of the teams who probably looked a little bit silly and had a good time, but wiggling it and figuring things out as they go. And then the second heat that went, they obviously had the benefit of seeing what had been successful with the other teams. And so every other team in the second heat used the more successful strategy. And as I watched this go on and kind of saw how it was, you know, struck me that, boy, those people who didn't know and had never seen this game before were at a real disadvantage to the people who had seen this game before and had performed this before. And then to see the whole second heat get the advantage of that experience in their heat so that everybody knew what the best or at least a much better way to execute this task was. And we're able to perform at a much higher level. And as I'm watching this, I kind of started, you know, chuckling to myself a little bit and thinking about, man, what a great lesson to learn from something as silly as a hula hoop in a field. That the best way to achieve the highest level of results in the fastest amount of time is to take the experience that other people have had before you and apply that to your life. And to see that played out in a real simple and practical application where it doesn't have to be some grand idea, it doesn't have to be any huge experience or great life-changing insight or anything like that. It's just somebody's seen this. Somebody has done this before and can show you a better way to do that. And to watch that impact not just one person, not just two people, but every other person who was willing to observe and listen and experience from somebody else's time and experience that they've had. And so me as somebody who's working in a life coaching business and I have a coach that I use personally, because I don't want to wait till I figure this out on my own. I don't want to have to be reliant on just having a great and creative idea in order to take every step forward in my life. I don't want to be reliant on trial and error for time and time and time again, over and over, until something finally works. But I really do want to succeed. And so to be able to see how this works in such a simple and straightforward way that it really stood out to me and struck me. And I just love that about the life experience that I get to enjoy and that I think all of us can enjoy, is to be able to see something that happens in just an ordinary day-to-day experience that we can grab hold of that moment and turn it into something that we can really drive change and build some powerful perspective and experience in each of our lives. That if we're looking for it, and if you keep your eyes open, that there's so much opportunity to learn and see things and apply life lessons to your life in a way that can really drive meaningful change. And sometimes that comes from just watching how experience can change the way that people move a hula hoop from one end of a line to another one, and be able to take that and see it for a meaningful lesson of what experience and what exposure and what having somebody who's done something before be able to provide guidance and insight into a better way to accomplish a task is really pretty cool to me. And so that was something that started my week out, you know, thinking about, wow, there really is so much benefit to being able to learn from somebody else's experience. And that learning opportunity can come from reading a book. It can come from listening to a podcast. It can come from hiring a coach. It can come from going to school or learning from a teacher. Any other of a thousand ways that you can see what somebody else has already done that has worked, and use that to your advantage to be able to outpace what everybody who came before you without that experience was able to do. And I just think that's such a great life lesson that I was able to pick up from a company picnic field day somewhere down in Richmond, Virginia, that, you know, I certainly didn't go into that day expecting to come out of it with a great piece of insight into the value of learning from other people's experience. But that is something that I came away from it from. And that's the type of thing that I absolutely love about every day and every week that I get to experience. And I want to try to share in this podcast is to be able to share the experiences that I have and that I've had over the last week, and share something with you that hopefully you can apply to your life and gain some value from, and maybe look at the world just a little bit differently. And instead of getting hung up on how silly a game might look or how unexpected of a place the insight might come from, and just be able to use that to build a little bit of improvement in my life and share that with you in a way that hopefully is meaningful. Anyway, so now that I'm done with my hula hoops and my field games at a corporate event, I also want to share something a little bit more of my professional life and some things that are going on that I'm trying to apply in my life right now, and that I think are just absolutely critical in the way that we look at life and we look at the way that we plan for things and set ourselves up for the best level of success going forward. So we're in the middle of budget season right now at work, and that's something that I have a lot of responsibility for at my company. And so as we're looking at everything that we would like to accomplish in the year and that we might hope we will be able to accomplish in the year, one of the most important things that we have to evaluate is, what is the resource that we have available, and how are we going to use that to the best advantage of the company throughout the course of the upcoming year? And as we go through these meetings and we go through these reviews and we set expectations for all of the different departments and the different locations that we have and try to figure out what the expectations and what the next upcoming year will look like, one of the critical things is to realize that we can't do all of it, and we have some finite level of resource that's available that we have to apply in what we believe is the highest and best use for return on the resources that we have. And that may mean making an investment assessment and see what is the best return on capital from an investment, or is there something that we have to do for a maintenance project, or is it a new system or a new capability that we have to bring on board by hiring a new person or a new software system or something like that. But ultimately, it's taking the resources that we know that we have. This is what we have visibility into, and we can see where we have opportunity to generate additional resources, and we have the opportunity to see where we should use those resources, that cash, that capital, the human capability, the resources that we have there to drive the best return to the company. And as we're working through all of these budget models and everything like that, that are a big part of my professional life, I started thinking about how important that same type of analysis is in our everyday life. Because no matter how good at using our time that we are, no matter how good at allocating any other resources that we are, whether it's financial investment or time investment or anything else, we all have the same very finite resource of time, and we only get one opportunity to allocate each second, each minute, each hour of our time to something in our life. And some of the stuff is just things that have to happen, right? We have to eat, we have to breathe, we have to, right? There are things that we don't have a lot of flexibility in how we allocate that time, but there is some time that we get to choose how we invest that time. And as we look at our lives, and so often it's easy to lose track of thinking of time as a resource that ought to be invested, or even real cash money as something that we should invest, that, you know, for cash, I think we often think about, you know, maybe I can just put a little bit of this into the stock market, or maybe I can put a little bit of this into buying real estate, or whatever the thing is that you might be interested in. And I think that we tend to forget about ourselves as probably the most important thing that we could invest any time and money into. And we skip over the idea that I need something invested into my life in order to generate a return. If all that I'm doing is using a resource, just using my time, spending my money on stuff that provides no return, whether that's sort of mindless time on your phone, or, you know, scrolling through social media, or using all of my money to invest in whatever hobby I'm into and, you know, go play sports or collect things or whatever those things might be. There's nothing wrong with any of those things. And sometimes it's a good use of time and resource to invest in something that just brings you joy. I think that's an important part of it. But I think that that needs to be a deliberate choice, just like in the corporate budgeting and planning that we do at work, or that I do at work. There's something to be said for looking at our own internal resources in the same way, that when I wake up in the morning, I know that I have, you know, call it 16 or 18 hours of time that I can use to do something. And if I just consume that time, then I get no return from it. It's the same thing as spending money. That, yeah, it's done, and maybe you had a little bit of enjoyment from it, and that's probably a good thing too. You know, life is meant to be enjoyed, but there's some part of it that I know that I should be holding aside for myself to make an investment into doing something that will improve an outcome for me, that will improve my life, improve my skills, improve my ability to generate additional return, that I am an investment that I can make with my time and with my resources. And it's an investment that I should make, because every investment that I make into myself, I get 100% of the return back from that. So if we make an investment into the stock market and say we want to go buy a share of Apple stock, hey, that's great. You and 20 billion other people now own a tiny, tiny piece of Apple stock. And every dollar of return, they have very smart, capable people working on producing new products and putting out new programs and software and all those things that will provide you some return. And you get 1/20 billionth of whatever that total number is back to yourself as a return on your investment. And hey, that's pretty good. I think that's, you know, an opportunity to capitalize on other people's outputs, and that's all great. But any investment that you make into yourself, you get 100% of the return that comes out of that. And the most critical piece of that is realizing and coming to a point where you believe that you are an investment worth making. And that is something that can be a really challenging hurdle to overcome in life, is to look at yourself and look at who you are as a person and what you could give back to yourself and give back to the world, opportunities that you can generate and create in your own life to realize that, yes, I am an investment that is worth making because I can provide a valuable return to myself and to the people and communities around me. And as soon as you can make that change in your mindset and realize that if I just spend a little bit, just invest a little bit of my time every single day into myself, into my life, into my skill set, that the potential returns on that are really limitless. There's no way of knowing what your potential upside capability is without taking the time to invest and improve and do something that's better. And if you think that, you know what the outcome is going to be because of something that you've seen in the past or how you feel about yourself or, you know, the way that you view yourself through your own eyes, and you can say, well, I know that I'm not worth investing in. Well, how different of a place are you in today than you thought that you were going to be at 4 years old? My guess is pretty different place than you imagined that you were going to be. And even if it's the same place that you imagined you were going to be, it doesn't mean it's the same place that you have to stay for the rest of your life. That every single day is an opportunity to make some investment, small or large, but at least some investment into the outcome that you want to achieve. And if that means that you want to, become a great, physicist, then, well, I guess you should probably go study some physics and start really understanding the world around you and the way that things move and the way that things are created, and start spending some time and energy researching those things. If you want to be a great basketball player, then probably practice dribbling and shooting baskets over and over and over again, because that's the only way that you're going to get there. And we see all these things in what we do in our everyday life, that if you're an athlete and you play a sport, then obviously, you have to practice your sport in order to get better at it. But we don't often think of that as an investment of time into generating a return of skill. And that's really the way that it should be looked at, I think, in each of our lives as we go through life and we make choices and we look at how we're doing things. That if I know that I have 24 hours in a day, if I am doing something that I expect to get a return from, then I'm investing my time for return out of the world and out of my life experience. If I am just consuming that time by filling it with meaningless stuff, then I know that all that I'm doing is I'm spending that time. It's not an investment, and I know that I won't get, or I'm unlikely to get any return from that. I guess every once in a while you find a bill on the street, but that's not a very good way to plan for getting ahead through life. So as you spend your time and you wake up every morning this week and you look at yourself in the mirror and you look at the clock standing on your phone or on your bedside table or wherever it is, and you realize that this is my opportunity, that I can either spend this time or I can invest this time in doing something better for myself. Or you have a little bit of extra money and you can say, I'm either going to spend this money to get some DoorDash tacos because Taco Tuesdays are a fantastic thing. Or you can say, I'm going to take this little bit of money and I'm going to invest it by buying a book that will help me get further along in my career or in my development. Or I'm going to invest this in a gym membership so that I can have a healthier body and live a longer, more fulfilling life that way. Or I'm going to invest this in some other place that will help me to provide a significant return to myself. So just thinking through all of the ways and opportunities that we have to use the resources that are in front of us, whether it's cash or whether it's time, the most important thing is realizing that they are resources, they are finite, and you are worth using those resources to invest in. That has been a huge change in my life, has made everything change and brought me to a much better place. And I know for a fact that it can do the same exact thing for you. All that you have to do is choose to make an investment in yourself and in your life instead of just spending your time, spending your resources for somebody else's betterment. That's all I've got for today. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate your support. If you liked what you heard here today, please check out my website, michaeljroach.com. That's michaeljroach.com. Thanks again, and have a wonderful week, and good luck with turning every moment in your life into an opportunity for momentum.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.